Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 10. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you're always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support, okay? As you can see from today's title of the episode, it is all about ghosting season. Yes, ghosting season is here. If you follow me on IG a couple weeks ago, I've been fucking leading up to a countdown for ghosting season. I've decided to deem the month of July as ghosting season. So I thought, why not make an episode to describe what is ghosting season for me? Why am I doing ghosting season? You know, any tips and tricks or advice if you are choosing this path of ghosting season? Just saying. Really quickly, I just want to say thank you guys so much for tapping into my last episode. The category is, we'll be dropping this week. You know, I'm just recovering from the 4th of July. But your girl will be dropping them episodes for sure. Anyway, I just want to cut right to the chase, all right, to get into this episode. But before I do, as a reminder, if you are new to this or if you need a reminder, these are my thoughts and sentiments. If you don't like it, darlings, just don't press play. I don't know why we're here if we don't like me. Just saying. Okay, so let's get into it. A couple weeks ago, I decided to do a countdown for ghosting season. You know, I do a lot of meditation and I also sit back and I do a lot of reflection. As you guys probably know, if you follow me on IG, I was in New York last month and I ended up doing a trip back home. I used that opportunity to go back home to get more rooted, to be more grounded. I did a lot of amazing fucking things just for my spirit. It was a really big spiritual cleansing for me. And with that said, when I sat in reflection, especially on that trip and then after the trip, I knew that I wanted to do something a little bit more personal for myself, where I'm just taking more space to be more present and things. You know, for me during COVID all the way up until June, literally, I've been working nonstop. I've been traveling nonstop. I've been through a lot of shit, okay? A lot of endings, a lot of great beginnings, a lot of, you know, ups from here, you know, working a lot, you know, especially like, you know, spending more time with my family, spending more time with my friends, and then obviously creating and then being, you know, of course, a mom. And so with that said, I told myself already, this is even prior to me going back home to get rooted, that I said, you know what, this summer I do want to spend more time just being more present. I don't want to work too much because I've been working nonstop. Plus, it's to give me an opportunity to actually sit down and kind of, you know, just redo the foundation. You know, I'm renovating my house as well. So I'm just doing a lot of things where my theme has been just like changes, okay? So like renovating my house, for example, I'm renovating my businesses. I'm renovating my practices as well of what I do. More importantly, I'm renovating friendships and connections with people. So with that said, I decided to do ghosting season. It's funny because people on IG thought I was joking about ghosting season. Like, I'm, you know, because I am. I'm comedy and I joke a lot. But this is legit for me, you know. And I just want to share this because ultimately, like, you know, you never know. Some people may need to do a ghosting season. It doesn't have to be now. It doesn't have to be later. It could be whatever you want. Don't matter. But I just want to talk about what ghosting season is to me and why I'm doing it. And then, of course, tips and tricks. And let me be clear here, okay? I just want to clarify something. Ghosting is a toxic trait. Ghosting is toxic when you choose to avoid people, not speak to them, not deal with issues, just ultimately block them and just not say shit and disappear and then go live your best life. That's pretty toxic, okay? I'm not doing that. I'm utilizing the word ghosting as a form or as an analogy or as a figurative language, so to speak, for me to take space as a form of self-care. I just like to use terminology that's pretty catchy. Just saying. I just want to clarify that though, because I'm not promoting toxicity. I'm promoting a season where you decide to not deal with people or interact with people for the sake of self-care. The thing is though, if you follow me and if you are in my space, okay, you should be fully aware of this because I've already announced it. I've said I'm ghosting people, okay? And it's not personal. Now, however ways people choose to take this season and take it personally, that's on you. But I am in no shape or form just dropping off the face of the earth and people not knowing. I am choosing, as I've been doing the countdown for the last 2 weeks, choosing to take space from people. In particular, though, I'm taking space from people on social media. More importantly, I'm taking space from people that are just demanding, in a sense. And more importantly, I'm just taking space. You know what I mean? Overall. You know, I have different categories, but I mean, darlings, it's pretty much anybody. Just saying. So here's my thing. For me, I decided to do ghosting season, especially on social media, because as a creator, you know, being on social media can be very overwhelming. I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, what I go through as a creator, and I can only speak for myself, you know, especially over the last couple months, I've gained a lot of momentum and popularity, especially in doing readings, especially in my podcast, especially my music, especially on Clubhouse. So all these things have factored into, like, you know, again, my social media being at an all-time high demand. And I get met with a lot of messages and I get bombarded with a lot of responses. And, you know, at times people probably feel like I'm just being avoidant, and it's not. It's just to get through messages, especially energy-wise, to respond and then engage and go back and forth. It's taxing on somebody's energy. And the biggest thing I think for me is, and I just want to be clear why I'm taking the most space, is because, you know, I'm human. And, you know, anybody that really knows me, I've said this a million and one times, I do not like people, okay? For me to really, like, share space or share energy or share exchanges with you, like, I really have to, in a sense, fuck with you. You know what I mean? I don't gotta know people to really, like, respond like that, but I'm saying, like, I really don't people. And, you know, about a couple months ago, I ended up meeting with a social media manager in matters of, like, you know, growing and maintenancing. And so, you know, she gave me all these tips and tricks on what to do and how to manage because, you know, I am gaining popularity. And, you know, I was trying to figure out how to integrate all my brands. And, I mean, it's been positive, of course. Like, there's no problem with it. But it's the being able to engage, you know, at a 24/7 rate, which is just, to me, impossible. You know, I'm one person anyway that doesn't like to engage with people 24/7. But I get constantly bombarded with different things and different people that it just became so overwhelming. And then to add to it is, like, then I'm dealing with, over the last couple months, you know, people creating fake accounts, people coming into the lives, people watching my stories, you know, people are trying to do mirror magic, people are fucking just praying on your downfall because you're so successful and because you've decided to pull your energy from them or you choose not to fuck with them. You know, now they want to watch you and stalk you and do the most outrageous things. For me, the craziest thing that has happened is, and it's still out there, and I'm actually going to put it in the bio because I would appreciate if everybody would report this account because we've been trying to get it down. But probably a couple months ago, somebody has decided to steal my pictures, pretend to be like me as a reader. And, you know, they're on Instagram just doing the most. Like, all of my friends have tried to report this account. For some reason, Instagram doesn't feel like this person is impersonating me, which is fucking weird as fuck to me. Outside of that, though, it's just exhausting. You know what I mean? Because here's where I'm at with ghosting season. Ghosting season is a form of self-care for me because ultimately, one, I don't like people. I would prefer to interact with aliens. I really do. I think humans are fucking annoying, okay? Especially the entitled ones, especially the toxic ones, especially the vampire ones, especially the parasites ones. All them, okay? All those people. And even the nice ones sometimes, okay? Either way, I don't really like humans. I don't really like peopling, but when I do find a tribe that I do like to people with, I fuck with them. And I've actually been fucking with the same tribe for a pretty long time right now. And I'm in a space now where it's like, outside of just the online bullying of, you know, stalking me and creating the fake accounts, you know, then it's like the momentum of people constantly wanting your energy. It just has become so taxing. So in reflection, I said, you know what? It's time to take some space for me and just get back to podcasting. It's time for me to just get back to being me. And more importantly, it's time to really restrict access to a lot of people because it is a privilege to be in my space. It is a privilege to watch my account. It is a privilege to fucking see me. It's a privilege to hear my fucking voice. And I don't care if anybody wants to call me cocky or conceited. I don't give a fuck. It is a fucking privilege to have access to me. And I get it. Like, the social media world, you know, it's kind of like a catch-22 because, you know, you want to grow as a creator and you have to be public and you have to allow people to just view your work. But when it becomes from a space of malice from other people, because ultimately these are some hating-ass motherfuckers that I don't fuck with, that I don't care to fuck with, that they're bitter and they're angry at where they at in their life, that they're choosing to come to my space, to my platform, and watch me and just come into, like, you got too much fucking energy. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and just go full on restricted. And I want to be clear though, because I already know, like, they're probably, oh my God, freaking the fuck out that I'm private now, but you're not stopping my bag. I'm just stopping the access. And, you know, that's called self-love. That's called self-care. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't give a fuck about any of this shit. I said this shit a couple, what, episodes ago on my podcast, okay? I think when I was doing Rebel Season episode, I talked about this verbatim. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I'm fucking me. I'm always gonna get a bag. You understand what I mean? This social media shit that y'all live on and y'all thrive on and y'all breathe off of, that don't make my shit fucking spin. That shit don't make me eat. Like, I'm gonna just keep it a stack. Like, I was out here fucking making a bag with fucking 500 followers. Show me how you could do that shit. So my thing is this, is like, me going private, I want to be clear, it's not in a way because it's like, oh my God, people bullied me to go private. Nah, I'm going private for the sake of self-care and self-love. Because at this stage of the game, like, the way y'all been having access to me and y'all thinking it's cool and it's okay, fuck that. I don't need people watching me. I don't do this shit for clout. I don't do this shit for numbers. I do this shit because I love it. I genuinely love getting on my page, sharing my life and sharing gems and doing all that, because that's a genuine thing. I don't do this shit because I'm like, oh, is it gonna get me how many followers? Is it gonna get me this? No. Even when I sat down with a social media manager, I was trying to figure out, how do I integrate my podcast, readings, and music? That's what I sat down and talked about. We never talked about numbers, even though the social media manager said, oh, you need to get to this kind of caliber of numbers and followers. I'm like, bro, that gives me anxiety. Like, the idea, like, even right now with me sitting at like 2,000 people following me, it fucking freaks me out. Even when I look at my numbers on my podcast, it freaks me out sometimes, because I'm just like, whoa, that many people press play. But my podcast is completely different from my social media, because this is just me on a mic, which is why I always feel like this is my safest space to go to. This is why I always felt like this is it for me. And I'm always gonna integrate and do what I wanna do, how I wanna do it, always on here, for starters. Social media, though, is more personable because it's your images, it's your voice, it's your videos, it's your movements, it's your personality. And the other thing I started to realize, which has really fucking pissed me off, is that there's a lot of people out here with identity crisis, and they like to follow you and they like to copy you. And it's just like, it's so disappointing, because I'm a kind of person where it's like, I love dropping my gems, and this is me. Like, who I am as an individual, I've been this way 24/7 since 1989. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, I've always been this personality, and it just gets to a space where it's like, damn, like, y'all niggas really be out here, like, copying my spirituality. You niggas be copying the shit I want to do, the way I operate, the way I fucking dress, the shit I buy. Like, I'm over it. I'm over it. And I mean, I understand people say imitation is flattery, but it's not. It's not. Honestly and truly, from a spiritual standpoint, that's magic. That's you trying to do magic on me, on God. And I mean, I know, like, everybody believes in that, and it is what it is, but this is my belief. If you listen to my podcast, you're always going to get everything about me. So listen, when you are copying people, you are doing magic. When you're imitating people, you're doing magic. When you're taking from me, my identity, my personality, my characteristics, you're doing magic. And I don't fucking condone it. And anybody that's been sitting out here in these fucking streets mimicking me, copying me, doing shit, trying to be like me, I promise you, your fucking downfall is coming. It really is. Niggas like that, or bitches like that, that don't know who the fuck they are, you're lost. And understand that you're gonna continue to stay lost in your own fucking world. But I think the ultimate disrespect to me in this mimicking shit and whatever is that I'm not even in a space, in my personal opinion, where I'm that big enough yet for bitches to be fucking on my dick like that. For bitches to be stealing from me. From bitches to be pretending to be me. Like, I'm not even that big enough yet. And then it's like, even if you're taking from me, whether it's the style of how I read or the terminology, the personality, whatever, like, you bitches are weird. You niggas are weird too. copying my flow. Like, I don't understand it. I will never understand it. But more importantly, it's a shame because me as a creator, I work so hard. You understand what I mean? To be this brave, to even be myself authentically, to the point of being on a podcast, getting on the fucking charts, to then being a creator of music, to then stepping out and being a reader. And it's just, to me, the ultimate disrespect for people to just steal from me, copy me, and then not give me my flowers and think that shit's okay. And, you know, it puts me always in a tough space because it's like, damn, do I continue to share? Like, and that's not even authentically me, you know what I mean? I gotta hold back because bitches don't know who the fuck they are. I gotta hold back because niggas ain't confident in what the fuck they're doing. And they feel like they gotta watch me and do what I'm doing. Like, it's whack to me. It's just whack. So with all that shit boiling up and happening, I decided ghosting season. I'm done off. Right now, I'm in a space where I'm like, everything that I'm doing that's for me is for me. I'm not sharing my decks no more. I'm not sharing what I'm doing right now. I'm not sharing projects. I'm not sharing collaborations. Y'all bitches and niggas ain't knowing nothing about me. And it's just because right now, I'ma dry out the whole fucking system. I'ma sit there and starve you fucking vampires all the way out until you don't know what the fuck to do. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you right now, the shit you've been stealing from me, taking from me, yeah, you might have gotten a couple of coins from it. You might have gotten a couple maybe wins from it. But what you gonna do now when the supply is out? You ain't gonna do nothing. You're gonna dry the fuck out. You know, and that's just what it is. And that's where I'm at with it. Right now, I'm in a space where I feel like everything I'm doing is authentic, it's mine, and it's mine. And it's not for everybody. And I don't have to share shit. You know what I mean? And that's just where I'm at with it. And, you know, for me, ghosting season is just about taking that space and just preserving everything that's for me. Because at the end of the day, I've realized in a community like this, you can't always be so fucking caring and giving to these motherfuckers because they're ungrateful. Half the time, people are out here competing with you because your energy fucking speaks when you walk in the room and they can't handle it. And because they don't have that source or they don't have that energy, they secretly don't like you. They're competing against you. They're pretending to be your friend. All while they're trying to fucking mimic you and copy you. And it's whack to me. It just is, you know? And that's just kind of where I'm at when it comes to ghosting season. The other thing that I realized too, and I'm gonna be honest, because I want to talk about this, is that as a lot of people are aware, you know, I'm still in my stages of grief. And I'm still dealing with the loss of my mother. And, you know, I have found a lot of, like, outlets into dealing with my mother and dealing with the grief of losing my mother. And it has been a journey. You know, it has been a true journey. And I feel like, especially with COVID hitting, especially with, you know, the ending of a significant relationship of mine, battling, you know, anxiety and smiling depression, I'm in a space now where I'm at comfortability with losing my mother. But it's still things that surround me, that bother me, that are triggers. And I'm the kind of person where I've learned now and mastered that if something is a trigger, I need to move away or take space from it. And one thing I can talk about is that I think what really hit home for me is that when I went back home in New York, you know, just going to see my great grandmother. And, you know, I don't want to get into the details about my mother, but, you know, I still have not been able to see my mother's urn. And it's just for personal family issues. And, you know, it's just a hurtful thing to go through. And I don't think anybody understands or understands better yet, you know, the pain it is to, one, have a person be so controlling over, you know what I mean, where your mother's ashes are and where they go, to the extent that you can't even pay your real respects. Like, last time I paid respect to my mother was literally in the funeral home. And, you know, I have not been able to touch, see, or anything. And it's just a hard process to deal with. So with dealing with something like that, I've found other avenues to remember my mother and celebrate her. And, you know, her birthday just passed recently. And, you know, one thing I can always say is that I'm just so grateful for the tribe that I have. Because, you know, the people that genuinely really spend the time and the energy to reach out to me, you know, I really am grateful for. Because ultimately, those people, you know, just have an understanding of being a human. You know, and I'm not trying to get into any jabs or personals, but it's like, it's disappointing when I look at certain close people to me that I feel like should practice just more human things of, like, one, reaching out appropriately, two, just paying real respect, And, you know, people lack it. And I feel like this is kind of like another reason why ghosting social media, so to speak, and just spaces like this is so important for self-care, because it's like everything now is run by the internet. And a lot of people think that when they send you fucking like Facebook Messenger messages or tag you into post or, you know what I mean, respond to a fucking Instagram story, that it suffices as something personable and paying condolences or paying respects. And it doesn't. I just want to get on this motherfucker and say that shit. It really doesn't. And, you know, I've always been a person that values human connection. I've always been a person that values people who actually pick up the fucking phone to say some shit. You know what I mean? And we've created a world these days where everybody does happy birthday in a fucking post and a tag. People say RIP to people on a post and a tag. Nobody ever knows how to really pick up the phone and say some shit. And I'm in a space where I'm over it. And I'm gonna be honest, whoever is listening to this, if you take it away, I don't care. I'm just being real. I'm always gonna get on my podcast and keep it a stack for the people that need to hear it and people that already are feeling it. And I'm so tired of this world being so impersonable. I'm so tired of this world being so inhumane to things. Everything is such a social media run world. Everything is such a, let me take a picture, let me tag you in it. That's my to-do and that suffices. That's my, no, it's not. And I'm tired of it. And I'm in this journey of doing my shadow work now for over, what, almost 3 years? I'm about to hit soon come. And in doing that, I've noticed that I value more the human interconnections, the human interactions with people. I value that. It means the world to me when a person can pick up the phone and say, yo, are you good? Yo, how are you doing? And the crazy thing is that I'm that same kind of person with that network of people. And I can tell you, from the moment I lost my mother up until my mother's birthday recently, it's been the same people that pick up the phone. It's been the same people that show up with me. Where are you at today, Margaret? Where do you want to go? Do you want to be alone? Do you want to go to the waterfront? Same people every time. And you start to question, right? Like, what kind of connections do I have with these other people then? Because if these other people who are supposed to be in your closer universal connections should value you and care so fucking much, who the fuck are you to me? So at this stage of the game, it's like, okay, I'm at a point where it's like, I need to take space to really recalibrate my emotions, to obviously continue to get back to me, but more importantly, to really decide and reflect on where do I stand with these people and these connections. Because I'm in a space now in my life where, you know, I'm about to be 32, where I don't have the energy anymore to entertain people because of titles or because of ignorance or because of lack of empathy or because of generational trauma. Like, I'm at a stage in my life where it's like, get on the ship or get the fuck off. Like, I don't understand how I personally can sit here and do the work to heal my childhood trauma, to heal all my vices, to heal everything that I fucking go through. But you mean to tell me that the same motherfuckers or even older than me don't have the understanding or the fucking knowledge to do the same? And I'm supposed to, what, maintenance a connection like that? I'm supposed to keep space with motherfuckers like that? Negative. And that's where I get into the whole thing about knowing your power and choosing yourself. Because at the end of the fucking day, I'm not obligated to do a motherfucking thing with people. I'm not obligated to maintenance any single fucking connection. More importantly, I'm not obligated to put up with nobody's fucking bullshit, especially if I'm the one working through my own bullshit. And it really is, it's not even a heartbreaking situation anymore. I think I go more towards like disappointment and anger, because it's like, why is it that I can grow up but other people can't? You know, and then more importantly, why do I have to keep being the bigger person or the person that has to understand with people that I don't agree with? I don't agree with half the time these fucking people, but I'm constantly meeting them with understanding. I'm over it. You know what I mean? I'm just fucking over it and I'm tired of it. And anybody that really knows me, they know how heavy me losing my mother is to me. Anybody that really knows me knows that, why did I really get into spirituality the way I have? Because I've always been spiritual. I come from a lineage of spirituality. Don't get it twisted. But why did I dive so deep into like shadow work and tarot and candles and everything? Was because I lost my mother. You know, and I can safely tell you this much, is that that has been the thing that's kept me afloat. That's the thing that saved me. And that's why I'm always staying prayed up and to the Most High. Because at the end of the day, to the Most High, to the Divine, I'm so grateful that I've been able to power through something like this. And you know what I mean? Fill my fills and still continue to be blessed and still continue to be, you know, just able to wake up and choose life. Because not a lot of people can. But it is taxing and it is exhausting to just continue to maintenance certain connections with people that just don't have reciprocity when it comes to compassion and just empathy and just understanding, goddamn, of your situation. Like, and I'm just so sick of like impersonable things. I'm just so sick of people being so fucking surface level. It's annoying. It's taxing. It's disgusting in my personal opinion. I don't care who I offend, because I have these connections, right, with certain people that we can just share space. You understand? And it doesn't have to be a brunch thing. It doesn't have to be a glamorized thing. It doesn't have to be that. I have people that literally can feel my energy and say, yo, are you good today? You know, I have people that literally know when it's gearing up. Like, I'll give it an example. My bro aunt, week before my mother's birthday, I know what's coming if you need a friend. Cool. This nigga got up, him and Tasha got up at fucking 3:30 in the morning. They met me. Okay, they met me at the waterfront. We watched the sunrise. And that was actually my first time ever doing something with friends for my mom. But I felt like this year I wanted to celebrate her, and that's what I did. We even got her a cake. We did a whole little party for my mother. And with that said, it's just when I look at two people that are not my bloodline, two people that are just like genuine friends that really can take the time and the space and the energy just to like give to me in that way, I'm always forever like grateful for that. And it just really opens your eyes to realize that, you know, your circle of friends don't have to be big. Your circle of who you call a tribe doesn't have to be big, you know? And I'm just grateful for that, you know? And then even still, I have other friends, don't get it twisted, that, you know what I mean? These people I lean on and, you know, I can have conversations with them and it not be this material exchange. Don't get it twisted either, you know? I don't want you to feel like, because I know I have other people in my tribe I just wanted to talk about in that moment. But yeah, I'm just in a space where ghosting season, where it's like, I'm done giving access to people. I'm done with people doing the focus, doing the surface thing. I'm done with people wanting my energy and wanting to be in the same fucking, you know, room with me, so to speak, because they get a gain out of it, or they get a rise out of it, or they get fueled by it. So I'm in this space now where it's just like ghosting season, at least for the month of July, who knows, it might go longer. It's just more about me being present, of course, which I've always been, but more present, you know what I mean? And not giving these people my energy, not giving these things my energy, and not giving people access to me. And then more importantly, it's just to really weed out and phase out the people that want to copy me. And I don't care if people feel like this is an immature thing. This is personal, because at the end of the day, this is my brand. This is my life. And, you know, I think the top tier thing for me is just the copying of my spirituality. That really took the fucking cake for me. Because at the end of the day, like, I know why I got into this journey. And I know why I do the things that I do. And I will never understand how people can just look at it like I'm a trend, and I'm not. This is my fucking life. This is a lifestyle. This is some shit that's literally saved me. And it's just the ultimate disrespect to copy me and think I'm a fucking trend. And then you want to glamorize what the fuck you're doing. And you think it's fucking okay. Just like people now wanting to be readers. And they don't even fucking know what they're doing. And then they're fucking charging. And like, I even talked about this shit on my stories. Like, no lie, I've been pulling cards for 2 fucking years. And then finally, when I was practicing, I went live for 9 months for free, practicing, just for fun, practice with friends and family. And so I realized, wow, I really do have a gift. And here's the thing, though, I've always been intuitive. I always feel like I've been the one to predict things and to channel things. Trust, Ask anybody that knows me. Because I also want to get clear on this one thing too, because here's the tea. Because, you know, I know that there's a particular person who probably feels like I've taken something from them when I went into reading. But it's like, bitch, before I came to you ever for a reading, bitch, I been was doing reading. So I just want to be clear on something here. And this is not my beef. Like, here's the tea too. I'm not mad at people who decide to wake up and say, I want to do tarot. I'm not mad at that. I don't give a fuck about that. I think it's more about putting some respect on readers. Because at the end of the day, like, we don't just do this shit for fun. We do this shit because we actually like helping our community. Yes, I do now charge for my time because that's my time. My time is not free. But in retrospect, it's the people that watch you constantly. They come to your lives or they come to your YouTube. Then they get all amazed by tarot. And then, you know, when they once used to pay for readings from you, now they don't. When they once used to share you, they don't. And now they want to, you know, be a reader. And then they're not even fucking, you know what I mean? Months in on this shit, they probably fucking reading the fucking book still. And then they now charging people. You know, that's the motherfuckers I can't respect. Because my thing is, 2 years I've been fucking reading cards, practicing, working on it. First of all, I started reading cards for me. Ask anybody. For the first couple months of after losing my mother, I would pull cards just for myself. Nobody knew I fucking was into tarot. Nobody. It wasn't until I was like, yo, I practiced on my boy, and then I practiced on one of my other friends, and then I told my family. That was it. Practicing. Then I started going live, practicing. I'm gonna be real though, I only wanted to do that because I'm the kind of person that when I find a craft or I find a certain thing and I'm skilled at it, I wanna go ahead and master it. It's not personal, it's not because I thought in a million years I was gonna become a reader and charge people. No, I genuinely was like, yo, this shit is so dope. Wow, like how I'm giving messages to people, especially all the insights I've learned from tarot, I just wanna give that back to my people. And that's why even to this day, if I ever go live, I don't charge not a motherfucker, ever, ever. And that's a fact. But we have people that look at this shit like, oh, it's a trend. This is so cool. And now I could profit. And it's like, sit the fuck down. And that's just what it is. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if you ever tried in this lifetime, and I promise you this shit, if you ever tried in this lifetime to stop my bag, your bag is stopped. Okay? I just want to say that shit. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. But yeah, let's kind of close this out because I just went on my rant. But yeah, ghosting season for me is just taking space. And it's an act of self-care and self-love. At the end of the day, whenever I do anything, whether it's me taking space from people, removing people, not talking to people, or just saying some shit, at the end of the day, it's always going to be for the sake of my self-care and my self-love. And one thing I want to just reiterate for anybody that is choosing to do any form of a quote-unquote ghosting season, you have to realize and tell people whether they know it or not, or they want to understand it or not, that it's never personal. Me doing this is not a jab at you. Me doing this is because I have to live for me. At the end of the day, if the world is ending, I have to fucking pick me. I have to choose to save myself, okay? That's just what the fuck it is. So at the end of the day, I have to save myself, and that's just what it is, and it's never personal. You know, more importantly, you know, don't get in over your head. You know, sometimes we will stay in situations and circumstances because of titles. And remember, titles equate to entitlement. And these titles are just a material thing that don't exist, okay? When you strip people of their titles and everything, they're just a human being. So you have to look at anybody as a human being, whether it's your parent, whether it's your grandparent, whether it's your aunt, whether it's your uncle, your cousins, whoever, your friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever. They're just human beings. When you strip people of their titles, it's very much more easier to then manage and deal with them and do what you got to do. And I'm gonna be real with you. Ghosting season to me is that nobody's safe. I don't give a fuck what your title is. And I'm in a stage in my life where I'm gonna be real with you. And I mean, I feel like ghosting season ain't for the faint, just saying, because there's a risk when you ghost, right? There's a risk when you choose yourself, right? Because a lot of people struggle with the art of choosing themselves because they fear that they're gonna lose these people, these connections. Because the reality is that life has been so materialized, right? And is measured on the number of friends you have and how you celebrate with friends or family and in which way and how ways. And you know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, if you're at the best restaurant, if you're at the best party, if you're at the best whatever, my gosh, I mean, then you're popping. You know what I'm trying to say? So a lot of people, they struggle with choosing themselves because they feel like, oh my God, if I do that, I'm gonna not have all these friends or family and not be able to attend all these events. You know, I'm not gonna have anything. I'm gonna be quote unquote missing out. And I'm telling you right the fuck now, you're not. You're not. Here's the thing. Choosing yourself is always gonna be a risk. You could end up alone, okay? You could probably have everybody not liking you. I mean, I'm going to tell y'all right now, like, I mean, I've been actually doing ghosting season for the last couple weeks. And I mean, some of the things I've been called, I mean, baby, it don't even bother me. It's funny. I mean, I've been called a cold, heartbreaking bitch. I mean, I've been called, oh my God, if I don't play it safe with you, then you're cutting me out. Like, I've been called so many things, okay? Which I don't give a fuck. And the reason why is because the other side of the gamble is that when I choose myself, right, I'm choosing peace. I'm choosing safety. And more importantly, I'm choosing an opportunity to open the door to create a path for me to get into alignment with people who are vibrating just like me or higher than me. When you're staying in situations like that and you're not choosing yourself, you're choosing to be stagnant, which is low vibrational. And I'm gonna be real here. Low vibrational is a drug, because in low vibrational environments, you get instant gratification. You get everything you want in that moment, but you're still empty. You know what I mean? You're not really fulfilled. And when it's great, it's amazing. And then when it's low, it's low. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm not in a space anymore to deal with shit like that. I'm in a space now in my life where it's like, yo, like, I want to vibe high. And I'm aware that I have my low vibrational moments, but I don't allow my low vibrational moments to fuck up the frequencies of my other people. I take my fucking space until I can vibe higher again. You feel what I'm saying? And that right there is healthy. That right there is safety. That right there makes fucking sense. There's motherfuckers that will choose low vibrational fucking environments and stay stuck in it. And then they might vibe high for a little bit because it feels great. But I mean, they go right back low and they stay low. And then they go back high. And then they go back. No, it's not worth it. And it's crazy because the realest shit happened to me. No lie. I had to recently choose myself in a situation. And it was really hard to do because it was a situation that I wanted to be in. But with all the situation circumstances, it was very much a reminder of cycles that I've been in before. And like I say, it's a drug, because when you go into that low vibrational state with somebody who takes you on the highs and the lows, that roller coaster is addicting, because you like the way it feels when it's high. But when you're on that low, you know what I mean? It's like you're crashing and then you got to come up for air. And they do. They'll pull you up for air just in time to get you back in. And ultimately for me, I had to really just disconnect. I'm proud of myself because, no lie, I think I was in that situation for a couple weeks. You know, old me, low vibrational me, like, or non-shadow work me probably would have been still dealing with this shit, wondering what the fuck, what the, you know, not anymore. But it was hard because when I sat down and chose myself, right, the pain came in because, you know, a lot of things go on. You know, for starters, there's pain behind, you know, wanting to be validated in a way. Because ultimately, you know, you want this person to change and, you know, then you have to accept the fact that they're not. And then their inability to change, you kind of feel like there's something wrong with you. Then, of course, your ego gets the hit because it's like, why is this person not even trying to fight for me? Why is this person not putting towards the effort to do something? And, you know, that's then another state where you just have to say, look, this person's inability to fight or to change or whatever doesn't equate my value. This person doesn't have the value for themselves. At the end of the day, you know, you cannot continue to choose people over yourself, especially when people, for starters, are constantly choosing themselves in the most selfish ass way, but two, where they don't love themselves enough. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, people can choose themselves, but they're doing it in the most low vibrational way, because if they don't love themselves in addition to that, it's just selfishness, to be honest with you. People that choose to be low vibrational and not see what's wrong with that, or choose to not be accountable in their actions and what the fuck they do or they say or the way that they act, they don't love themselves. And I mean, I know I'm ranting and I'm rambling, it is what it is, but this is a real fucking gem that I'm dropping right now, is that, listen, understand this, that if you can be accountable for what the fuck you've done, that is a superpower. And people don't realize self-love is not this, like, let me go to the spa. Self-love is being accountable for your bullshit. Self-love is for you to sit there and acknowledge that you've hurt another person, right? Self-love is being able to acknowledge that you're on a low vibrational state, that you can pull the fuck out of there so you don't fuck up other people's frequency. That's real self-love. Because if you don't have compassion for other people, there's no way in fucking hell do you have compassion for yourself. How the fuck can you say you love yourself when you're not compassionate to other people, when you're not empathetic to other people, when you're not acknowledging other people, when you're not accountable? No way in hell. Just saying. So let's just get off of that. And this is where I'm at with it. It's like, yo, if people want to be committed to their low vibrational selves and they want to be committed to not loving themselves, that's fine. I don't change people no more. I played that game, and I'm telling you right now, I played myself, okay? I've done everything. I've done the circus ring of loving people out of themselves and trying to show them and bye. I'm in a state of my life now where it's like, if you want to be committed to that bullshit, cool. It just, that bullshit don't work for me. I'm in a state where I want to love myself. I don't want to go on the topsy-turvy roller coaster rides of highs and lows. I don't want to deal with people that don't acknowledge their bullshit. I don't want to deal with people that are committed to their bullshit. I don't want to deal with people that want to be in a state of being the victim of the fucking storyline. And more importantly, I don't want to be committed to people who want to make me the villain. I mean, if you have an assumption about me, good. If you think I'm a certain way, good. If you think I'm not good enough, good. Like, I'm not no longer committed to people who are committed to misunderstanding me, who are committed to all these other fuck shits, because at the end of the day, I love myself. And I worked really hard to get into this bubble of loving myself. And when I look at my progress, I'm like, yo, there's no way I'm going back. And I'm talking about, even if I went back a year and a half ago where I had suicide thoughts, no way would I let a motherfucker on this planet take me back. No way. Never. And that's the kind of mindset you have to have when you choose yourself, okay, guys? When you are choosing yourself, you have to realize and look at your progress and see the wins in that. It's really easy, right, to sit in this moment of failure with certain connections and people. But when you look at your life as a whole and you look at the progress and look at everything you've been through, you have to tell yourself there's no way you can go back. There's no way. Nobody is worth going back to that fucking island, to that space, to that era. Nobody. So choose yourself. And that's what ghosting season is for me. All right. Well, I thank you guys so much for tapping into today's episode and letting me drop these gems. Feel free to leave me any voice notes. You know, hopefully this helps somebody. But yeah, I mean, ghosting season, July, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And fuck what people think and fuck how they feel. It's about you. Until next time, I'll see you guys later.